I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we have a really special guest today. His name is Masadi, and today he is coming to us from Minnesota. Hi, Masadi. Welcome.
Hey, Liz. Hi, Bill. How are y'all?
We're great. We're so happy to have you.
It's great being here. It's going to be a good time.
So, Masadi, this morning I was going back over your bio, and it is quite fascinating. So, there's computing and coding.
Yes.
I've got that right. There's near-death experiences.
Yes.
There's superhuman abilities.
Yes.
So, would you tell Bill and I and our audience a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Well, it really started with my first near-death experience. I think, you know, we all want to know what life is about, especially in this day and time. Everybody's seeking the answer of what the real purpose is, because we're starting to find out that, you know, money is not the answer, or or anything else that we've done is really not the answer. We're missing the boat on it. So back in my 20s, which is a long time ago, I had that adventure, or that innate desire to go, what is really life about? Kind of that one equation that Einstein wanted to figure out, you know, just like, what, you know, what is the equation of life? And I go, gosh, that's a great idea. What is that? So, you know, I went towards, you know, the wealth realm. You know, if I, you know, being a young kid, you know, 1920s, like, if I make a lot of money, I'll do good. I'll be happy. I'll be, you know, significant. I'll have, you know, all the possibilities of what I could be. And, you know, we were fortunate, you know, we came from a, you know, pretty wealthy family, and I hung around with a lot of wealthy people, and they weren't all that happy. And now that I do my work, you know, I work with a lot of, you know, millionaires and billionaires, and shit, they're not that happy either. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't wealth, but it was part of it. They had part of the clue or the answer to life, but it wasn't all of it. And then I go, well, I'll go through the spiritual realm, because most people do pick spirituality or wealth, you know, one or the other, but the spiritual. And then there was a lot of people, again, not happy. They're ill. They age the same way as society. And, you know, again, not happy. A lot of family problems, you know, relationship problems, all that. So I'm going, gosh, you know, that's not the answer either. And I wanted the answer so bad, introducing my first near-death experience. It allowed me to understand what life is all about. I guess that's how bad I wanted to understand. And that first near-death experience really allowed me to see the potential of who we are, the grand beings of who we are. You know, we always hear about it. We always talk about it. You know, it's written in history, all this, you know, about being that oneness, being that completeness, being that potential. You know, obviously there's religious experiences about it, spiritual experiences, and everything in between, and scientific, say, acknowledgement of it. But nobody really has, say, that key. Me, on the other hand, that first near death in my early 20s, allowed me to really go into that space and go, and I was cognizant, I was consciously dead, which is very different than most people having a death experience, by the way. So consciously dead is where you are cognizant that you have left your body. You are completely aware that you are a single being without the presence of your body. So conscious death. And that allowed me to go, gosh, you know what? I am so limited, because I literally saw my body hanging there. I was stuck. I used to unload rail cars for, you know, college job, and I got stuck by hanging by my jaw. So I was, you know, I was separated from my body, and I looked at my body and I go, gosh, you're so limited in that body of yours, that time bound identity of who you are. And as I floated away from that, I could see all the possibilities of what I could be, you know, as a young man. And I'm going, dang, that's pretty amazing. And it was so intense. It was real. because there's just different dimensions of, you know, your possibilities of what you could be. So that first near death allowed me to see the possibilities or why we're actually here. So the second fast forward about 20 years, about 20 so some years, my mid 40s, that feeling never went away, by the way, my early 20s. In my mid 40s, you know, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know the mechanics of, you know, what life is about, or how to bring what's up there, what I know is there, what's real, into physical form. The second near death, which was a drowning, allowed me to say, go into a conscious death and go into those realms. And that's where I got downloaded with a lot of information, not just downloaded, but literally it's a more of a metamorphosis where your whole identity starts to change. And that's where my abilities started coming in. You know, it took a while, a couple of years of the dark nights of the soul to get rid of the old identity. But, and then, you know, come into our new identity, my new identity. And nowadays, after 15 years, you know, working on like 100,000 client sessions, billion-dollar brands that I work with, high-level people, and then, you know, people who just have had, there's nowhere to go. You know, it's like they're on their last, hope. They've tried a lot of things, but nothing has really worked out for them. So they come to me. So, so that's I guess a brief on what I do or how I came about to do what I do today, which is transform people. I think what most people call would say beyond magic, but it's just literally science that we haven't yet discovered. That's all.
So that's, you know, I know the audience is like, science that we haven't discovered. It appears like magic. You know, they a lot of people have talked about this, you know, this concept. So tell us, what does that look like? What does that look like when a person learns or you know, you're the example, you're actually doing it in your life. Absolutely. What did your life go from to?
Well, and that's where the computer programmer, I was a successful computer programmer. I had my own, my own company, employees and all that. Well, once you start to awaken, you can't hold on to any lies, you know, because again, I was successful, but it wasn't fulfilling. For me, it wasn't complete. I wanted to be more of who I am, you know, and that's, again, my clients. They have everything, but they want to know more of who they are. So I transferred over, you know, this is where my abilities start to come in. This is where I started to see things around people. I could start to go, oh, that person has kidney issues. Oh, that person is having a fight with their spouse or, you know, whatever, those kind of ideas. And it's not psychic abilities, by the way, and I can define the difference between psychic abilities and, you know, what I call the science of exponential intelligence. So Bill, and you're an interesting guy, but by the way, I can read people. I can scan their just like that. I can pinpoint exactly, say, what's holding you back and then like set you free from that. So what I see is literally through the experiences that I've had honing it, and this is what I teach people as well, is that I see a multidimensional possibilities of who you are. So for example, you, Bill, I can see where you are, where you're rendering your life, and then I could see all these possibilities around you that you could have had or had, if that makes sense to you. So there's just different dimensions of people. You step into that dimension, you become that person. So this goes beyond, say, the mind and, you know, the totality of your human body. There's a super intelligence that rendered or created you before you even had a brain, before you were even a single cell. So I access that super intelligence and then recode you. And Liz, that's where the computer programming background is. I rewire people. Literally, I don't do anything with their mind. I literally rewire them or recode them to resonate at a different frequency. So it's the science of frequencies. So it's a new science. There's like quantum mechanics. I'm actually working on quantum computers, helping that, which is, I think you'd get really interested in, Bill. But at the level of quantum computing, you know, you've heard of the double slit experiment, right? Okay. So basically that's that quantum computer. You're either this or that. So every second, you know, us as humans, we have that choice of going this or that, but then we tend to choose the same patterns as, you know, our previous day, our previous, our predecessors, our mom and dad, and so on like that. We are automatically programmed to choose either one or the other every single moment. What I do is like help break you away from that so you can choose differently to be your own being rather than your parents, say, genetic patterns and so on. And you can literally change all that.
So I'm so curious about this. We've interviewed a lot of people, and Bill and I know a lot of people in the industry. Mm-hmm. And the origin story is so interesting. Mm-hmm. That moment when you realized that this was something that was available to you.
Yes.
Or was it that it's always who you were, and there was a moment in time when you just accepted it? What is it for you?
I think it's the latter, because like I said, I was groomed or consciously awake to have that near-death experience. So near-death experiences allow us to, say, perpetuate or catapult many levels of ourselves, many levels of our identity, an awakened near-death experience, again, a conscious near-death. So all along my whole life, I was literally searching. As a young child, I was an observer, and I observed everybody, even as a 5-6-year-old, you know, I was just that inquisitive kid that just like watched people and what they did and so on, you know? And so that allowed me, again, it created that scenario where I was awakened enough to the point to have that near death where, you know, if you want to just put numbers to it, you know, I was at a level 3 consciousness, and then you have that near death and you catapult to a level like 20 consciousness. It like, boom, just like that, because that allows you to transcend time and space, you know, your multidimensional self. Otherwise, you'd have to go through, you know, one door to the next, to the next, to the next. It's kind of like driving a car. You know, and it takes you what? It takes me 24 hours to go drive from here to San Diego. So if I take a plane, hence a near death, it takes me three hours. So that near death is literally like, let's take you over there. So in that scenario, I think you're kind of programmed at a very deep level to want to awaken. Okay. There is a moment in time, though, after my second near death, where that awakening is like, oh, gosh, you know, it hits you so much because you've shifted so much that you go, wow, OK, this is what life is really about. So there's that origin moment, by the way. Definitely.
That is amazing. We can't wait to get back and continue this conversation right after a word from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay. Wow. This is amazing. I know everybody's on the edge of their seats and wanting to know more. It's absolutely fascinating. What inside you, what did you notice once you processed your second near-death experience? What kind of abilities and things showed up for you? Obviously, you're helping people with transformation in massive ways. What else showed up for you?
Well, you know, it's not just when you help people or transform people in this way, you actually have to become that individual. So in order to transform anybody at a very, very deep level, you have to be, say, above their level. Just like it goes back to Einstein's theories, you know, you can't really help or provide a solution to people if you're at the same frequency as them or at the same reality that they are in, right? So you can't, again, provide a solution outside of that. So again, for me, I cleaned my life up quite a bit. You know, my relationship patterns, the way I saw money, again, I was very, you know, abundant, but not really happy. And I just worked my fingers to the bone just to keep, you know, sustain that happiness or the money that we had. And it was straining. So getting rid of all that, where you would have, say, functional wealth, where it was actually expansive for you rather than sacrificial wealth, because that's what wealth is. On the flip side, a lot of people move to spirituality, you know, and then they abandon everything about their physical self, like Buddhism, not the way Buddha did it, but, you know, most Buddhists or most Christians or most Muslims, again, they abandon their physical form in order to serve some presence outside of themselves. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I think your audience kind of needs to hear this. In reality, you know, God, no matter how you define it, is basically allows you to know, understand yourself first, and then you have a higher understanding of who, you know, I am. That's what, say, God would say. And it's a more intelligent way of doing it. So, you know, because if you're looking from such a far, far position and you're looking at a higher order or your higher self or, you know, God, however you define that, it's pretty hard because, you know, you need a telescope to see that. But if you accelerate yourself to a higher level, you have a deeper understanding or a deeper meaning on, say, what higher intelligence or what higher consciousness is about. I don't know where that came from, but I think your audience needed to hear that for some reason. So anyway, you were asking about my abilities or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my abilities are very, very different. I don't channel. I'm not a psychic. I don't see things. I don't hear things. The key is that I expand into the consciousness that person is in. So literally I see them as how they would create themselves.
Ah.
So
Yes.
Which is really different. So again, I don't, you know, I don't channel, and I don't talk to some people in your audience, probably like talk to their relatives or talk to a spirit being or, you know, all that stuff that's out there. And that's out there. True. That's out there. But you want to do it on your own. You want to have those abilities. Otherwise, it distorts you. So, and it's, again, it's all about understanding who you are, trying to be the best, purest vessel that who you are. And then you have no judgment. And that's one of the keys of transforming people is I have no judgment no matter what happened to people. It's just a circumstance that they experience. It's not their identity, which really helps separate their spirit form or their timeless self from their physical form. And when you can see that separation, it allows your clients or whoever you're with to see them that separation for themselves. And then their problem isn't them. Their problem is just like an adornment that they're wearing, if that makes sense. And then and they release it.
I love the way you said that. I love that. That it's not you. It's an adornment. Like, oh my gosh, you're wearing that jacket. Well, there's a different jacket you could put on.
Exactly. And that jacket is like, you know, like dad's jacket, which was his dad's jacket and so on like that. So you're wearing this ragged jacket that probably doesn't fit you anymore. And it's not your style anyway. So just take it off and wear another jacket or go into another dimension of time and space and you're good. You really are good. It's really that easy. And, you know, like one session, people would get like, you know, decades of therapy. You know, and that's what they tell me all the time, because, again, we're not changing the mind state. We're changing a dimension of who they are, how they really create themselves in time. And what you guys do, cognovision, movement.
Cognomovement.
Yeah. I was reading up about that. It's really a great accelerant between the two. Because you guys work on the mind and the connection between the mind and the body. I just add that extra piece. You know, that's a spiritual blueprint. I call it your spherical, your frequency blueprint. If you can change that and eliminate what you brought into your mind and body, it's a lot easier for them to even benefit much even faster than, you know, what you guys do with them, which is really, really cool, by the way. I love that.
So when this happened, when the second NDE happened, did you just start talking to people, like maybe your employees, your family? Did you just start saying, I realize I can see another potential for you? Have you considered it, or what did you do?
Well, I got into altered states, much like, you know, people who are get into psychedelic experiences, you start to see different realities, again, consciously. And back in the day, you know, my wife at the time, she used to get really severe migraine headaches. You know, she'd take medications for it. And she had this severe headache. And I go, well, let me just work on you. And me being a computer programmer, I'm going, it's like, where did that come from? Where, you know, it's like, what does that mean? And literally, I didn't know what I was doing. It's like, and then I put my head around, my hands around her head. And even before I touched her head, like her headache just disappeared. And I'm going, what was that? You know, again, being a computer guy is like, didn't make sense. So I attributed it to, well, you know, maybe the pain medication that you took a couple hours ago finally kicked in, you know, and all this stuff. And so I was excited actually for her to get another headache. It's kind of weird to say, you know, it's like, okay, when is she going to get that other headache? And then, you know, she got a headache, and it's like, okay, let me, you know, do that again. And it's like, oh shit, it worked again, you know, and over and over. And then, and that was the beginnings of it. And then, you know, I could see people, my friends, it's like, gosh, you've got liver issues. And it's like, yeah, how did you know? Like, I just came back from the doctor and they told me I got to fix my liver and stuff like that. So I started to, you know, go, what is that? What is that about? Because I'm a very inquisitive, curious, you know, kind of like Curious George, very curious about how things work, right? And I started testing people. It kind of sounds crazy, but I would stop random people at malls and go, hey, does your, you know, like upper back hurt? It's like, Yeah, like who the hell are you? You know, I would get a weird, you know, but it was for me is like, gosh, you know, there's something out there that's really tangible that I've tapped into. And then over time, you know, you study more about it and then you get deeper and deeper into it. And that's where I not only see where they are and what their issues are, I'm actually, I don't claim to cure anybody, but what I do best is like awaken people's natural healing abilities. And then when you do that, they heal themselves from practically anything, you know, like even stage four cancers and all that stuff. Again, I don't claim to cure anybody, but and neither should anybody else, you know, because it's your own journey inside. But if you can help awaken that, they do have different choices than going, hey, cancer is the only choice for me, right? There's another choice over here that they could have, for example, and they go, wow, I have that choice. And they literally can change quite fast, by the way.
Yeah, that's something that Bill and I know for sure, Troy, that well, we don't heal anyone, and neither does our work, but people heal themselves. And the
Exactly.
work is a guide to help them see a new reality, to help them experience one.
Yeah,
Okay, so
absolutely.
here's an interesting question. As healers recognize themselves in this lifetime, lots of times it's extraordinary for them, but for the people around them, they can get a little freaked out. They can push back on it. Did you have any of that experience for yourself?
Oh yeah, I still do, you know, because now, you know, more and more. Well, in the beginning, definitely people would get freaked out, and even now, you know, especially people who are really confident in themselves or you know are successful at something, and then you give them all their details of you know where they could even expand more. You know, so they're a little afraid is like, how do they know that? How do you know all the details about me? And again, there's a certain portion that I don't know, I can't access because I don't need to. But you know, most of your patterns I can pick up on. Literally, I don't have to know you. Whether you're here or not, if you go, hey, my friend has a problem, I actually can pick up on them through you. It's again, it's like quantum jumping or you know, server, you know, from one computer server to another. So but people get really scared of that. It's like, how do you know all that stuff? That's supposed to be private stuff. It's like, no, it's all in the ethers. If you're attuned to that level, and you have access, and again, you have the honor, because it is about honor and security. I can never use my abilities to destroy or manipulate or, you know, take advantage of people. Otherwise, you basically degrade yourself. That arena gets shut down for you. So the more in tune you are, the more non-judgmental you are, right? The more abilities that you have, the more potential that you
Did people start to think maybe you were demonized or this was wrong? Did people
Oh.
say you're getting into something that you shouldn't, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, they go, well, you know, it's the course of life. It's their journey that they have to take. And that's not really true because, you know, people go, well, that's my life journey. It's really not. It's usually your parents' life journey that you're perpetuating forward. It's not your life journey. You didn't choose that life journey. You literally weren't awake enough to perpetuate another version of yourself. So, evolution takes over, and it's like, hey, if you're not making a choice, you know, you so, a choice has to be made, right? A program has to run for you to be here. Otherwise, you don't exist. So again, most people go, well, it's my life journey, and you're messing with it. Not most people, but some people, and it's like, not really, because that wasn't your choice in the first place. I mean, who wants to have cancers, and who wants to have, you know, I don't know, addictions in their path, you know, and all these problems that people have in society. Is that really a choice that you've made? It's not. It's just a perpetuation of the previous generation that we didn't wake clean up back in the day. Simple as that. So yeah, and then religious people, which is really funny to me, they go, well, you know, I'm Christian. I'm going, yeah, okay. So, but you're also human, you know, and humans have, you know, certain programs, the universal laws that Christianity or any other religion can't can't say, can't attune to or don't understand. No offense. I'm just pushing, you know, what would Jesus do if you were a Christian? You know, Christian had, I mean, Jesus had amazing, fantastic abilities, right? I mean, and even Jesus said, it's like, you know what? Someday there will be, you know, people that can do far greater things than I can. He literally acknowledged consciousness or the evolutionary process of consciousness, where what Jesus did back in the day in coming up would be, a normal everyday thing, because it's that evolutionary process. That's all he was saying. So whether you're a Christian or not, we're all humans, and we all have those possibilities of, again, grand things that we can do, right? We haven't even scratched the surface of the possibilities. We have great technological advancements, but as a whole, humans have, say, devolved rather than evolved with technology. So
that's amazing. Did that
answer your question? Oh, by the way, one last thing. Yes, people, you know, they think the demons are possessing me and so on like that. But I'm going, well, look at your life. Your life looks more demonized than mine. I mean, I'm happy. I'm vibrant. I'm 63 years old and getting healthier all the time. You know, I have a great loving wife and, you know, beautiful, you know, the six kids. You know, I'm thriving. So which one is more demonized, you know, or possessed? You know, I'm happy. I call it spherical abundance. There is obviously people who demonize themselves with wealth, and there's also people who demonize them on the spiritual side or the religious side. You know, but again, look at the results of your life. And then, you know, obviously people write stuff about you on the internet because it's so easy to trash people if they're uncomfortable with you, you know, with the woke movement and all that. So, yeah, people are scared of it. But, you know, in today's light, and I think you're starting to see this, Liz, is that no matter what, you have to be true to who you are, you know, and hold on to that. And then if you're really true and congruent and not be swayed, your light shines brighter. That's what it's all about. And this is where people like gravitate. The people who are awakened just gravitate. We don't even do advertising, and people just naturally find us.
So your family must be thriving. All the people around you, all your kids and your wife and all your family, because you have such this wonderful, you know, ability to start aligning with the highest good. So you must find that that's working out for you.
Oh, absolutely. All my kids, obviously, you know, we all have problems, you know, problems of life, but, you know, we have the tools and the mechanism to handle it better. So if you met my kids, you know, because I take them to events and so on, and people go, God, your kids are so bright. They're so brilliant. And, you know, they don't get into the society's dogmas and standards and, you know, how media and so on like pushes and tries to, say, form these kids into things that they shouldn't be. They stay away from all that stuff. Even my younger kids, you know, it's like, that's not me. You know, they want to be human. So yeah. Absolutely. Again, it's not like we live in a fairy tale world, although it feels that way. I mean, we're here to adventure. There are problems, but we find really top level solutions, and we become a better person, an expansive person, solving those problems.
We got to take another break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. I've got a super interesting question when we get back. Absolutely.
The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Oh my gosh, this is so interesting. You know, it's not very often that you get to meet somebody who's had an NDE, a near-death experience, a real near-death experience where they've actually left their body. And but our guest today has had multiple, and that has cast him into some of the largest companies in the world. The name brands that were on your website, I was like shocked, at who hires you. These are billion dollar companies that really want cutting edge. And I found it really interesting on all the companies. I was like, oh my God, well, there's the CIA as well.
Yeah.
So that's another billion dollar organization.
True.
God, I don't know what you can talk about, but why would they want your services?
Well, you know, there's people in those companies, they're searching for a better solution. And, the CIA or the government, they always keep in tune with people who have abilities, you know, especially back in the day, they want to make sure that you're not a threat or anything, you know, you're not against the government or anything like that. So I've been checked out by, gosh, you know, I was in Dubai, you know, their government checked me out, obviously. You know, I did an event there and all these, you know, guards and police and detectives all came. It's like, oh, this guy's a nice guy. So again, it's that clarity or that essence, that purity. So I'm not here to destroy any government or all that, but that's how the CIA got involved and other people got involved. They just want to check out. And I think even now, you know, obviously I'm being watched because I do make massive transformations for people. You know, no doubt. It's just hands down. I can make massive transformations. And there's always these government studies. You know, the Russians are probably about 20 years ahead. The Russian government, that's why I was in Dubai. A person from the Russian government that had defected. It's like, God, we got to study this person. So that's a long story that we can talk out. Outside of this talk, Bill, but it was really quite interesting what they, you know, what they want to know human potential. And there's a lot of, say, studies on human potential. But what they do is, again, it's very disruptive. Even the Navy SEALs, you know, they're some of those people, they're interested in me because they have a lot of, there's a high failure rate. Even if they become successful, you know, 80% of the people who try fail, and then the 20% who do make it, they have a lot of, say, mental issues because of the pressure that's put on them. But you can do it a very different way. So that's one reason why. The other reason, a lot of, like, high level, a good friend of mine, he's turned into a good friend of mine. He was basically, he's head of the biggest furniture maker in the world, actually. And he had 8 months to live. So a friend that I had worked on, a friend of mine, we again came close, is like, here, talk to this guy. And he's very hesitant, you know? And so it's like, it was an awkward moment. It's like, hello, you know? And we started talking, we started chatting, and, you know, I could pick out all his heart issues and all that. It's like, shit, how did you know that? You know, that just gives you physical proof that, you know, I have these abilities to literally scan you like an MRI. Again, I don't claim to cure anybody, but he flew me out to, you know, where he lives. And, you know, I worked with him for 3-4 days. In about 6 months, his heart condition, he had 8 months to live. Now, you know, he's in his mid to late 50s. The best heart condition ever. He feels like a 40, 44 year old. His tests came back. And he actually happened to be, you know, one of the Fountain Life individuals. I mean, Fountain Life is part of like Tony Robbins, and, you know, they do amazing things. But again, it doesn't go where we go. Again, we change the frequency. His daughter had 5 heart surgeries by the time she was 10. And she was ready to get, if she couldn't get a donor heart, they were ready to 3D print a heart for her, which is crazy technology. But, you know, working on her, she's say normal. She doesn't think of herself as you know, a kid with heart issues. She's just a normal kid now that, you know, started her own business and all that. So, these aren't just extreme examples. These are like normal everyday examples. There's tons of them. And I'm not espousing that, you know, again, I'm great, but again, humans should realize that we have fantastic potential to change our realities.
That's amazing. Now, we had talked right before the show, and you had a little something, a little exercise that you wanted to walk people through here. Okay. And, yes. So that everybody can have an experience. Mm-hmm. So yes. We'll give you the floor here.
Okay. I can... let's see here. Yeah, so I can guide you into a deep state. It'd take like three, four minutes, if that's okay.
Beautiful. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. And then you can always go to the website and, you know, subscribe to the newsletter, and they give you, you know, it's like a longer meditation, or I call them hyper meditations, because it's not just about getting you into, you know, a comfortable state. It's literally getting into like altered states where you can choose another situation for yourself. So let's take a deep breath in and just notice your spine. Another breath in again. Again, strong deep breath in, noticing how you inhale, inhaling through the nose. And I'll just generate some frequencies for you that you'll get bathed in no matter where you are. If you're listening to this live, or if you're listening to this on a recording, it'll still affect you. And it's not hypnosis. Breath in again. You might notice how, say, alert you are, or more in tune with where you are. And notice things around your environment. Whether your eyes are closed or open, you know, could be the sound of my voice, or any visuals around you. And then notice a point on your body, like, you know, the tip of your nose or the center of your chest. And we'll just amp up those frequencies for you. And these are inception frequencies, so they're not just normal body frequencies or energy frequencies that people talk about. They're your core level frequencies. Breath in again. And if we can, you know, your audience obviously does your practice, cognitive movements. So let's help those individuals get better results Because what I do just helps you become a better vessel, a better human. And then what you all do helps them attune that better human so they can, you know, go through life easier, better. Breath in again. Notice how you're feeling. Some of you might be feeling really expansive. Some of you might be feeling like really tense or more aware of your indiscrepancies that you should let go. Okay. And then if you can, just notice your spine from the top all the way to the bottom. We can just give you a frequency massage just to relax you. And if you'd like to stay in this space, 1, 2, 3. You can just acknowledge that you want to stay in this space, in this more, say, alert presence of you. But just saying, yeah, I want to stay in this space. I'll help you lock it in for you if you choose. So notice how that feels for you. Breath in again. Just come back here. Again, noticing your environment, any details of your environment, and then a body part. We call that spatial referencing. Spatial referencing is really, really important because it allows you to understand how you render your reality that you're experiencing. It starts to help you remove the filters that you're seeing life through. This is where people go, I don't know, but I always attract the worst relationships. Well, there's a filter that you're sending out, a frequency that you're vibing, that you attract those people. So spatial referencing in what we do, you know, in the human upgrade and some of the other exercises that we do or meditations that we do allow you to understand how you render who you are. And then once you see how you're creating yourself, you can remove that pattern and things start to change rapidly for you. And this also helps you, again, accelerate what you all are doing, which is really fantastic work, by the way. So it's really nice. How are you all feeling, by the way, Bill?
Feels great.
Yeah. And at the same time, we are right up at the end of the show. This has been such a fun conversation. It went so fast. Masadi, I know people want to know more about you and how to get a hold of you. Would you tell everybody where to find you and where to get some more information?
Sure. You can go to the xicode.com. It's the xi as in exponential intelligence code, code.com. That's the main website. You can also go to YouTube and type in Masadi or Masadi on Sunday. I do a live show. It's a free show that I scan people. I pinpoint exactly what's going on with them. And there's a lot of great free information there for you, by the way, on a ton of topics. And also, you know, we've got events, live events coming up, Alaska cruise coming up in September. So that's all on the website. The human update, where you can download right away and like transform your life in the 18 days. Again, it's a great accelerant to what you all do. And then also South Africa in 2025. It's going to be a really great time out there. So
really beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us. And For anyone who is changing the frequency of the planet, we're always so appreciative of you being willing to do the work. All right, everybody, be safe and be well. Until next time, we'll see you again real soon.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.